105. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms in generous supply, especially this afternoon and this evening. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the better than normal rain chances continue with high temperatures in the middle 90s and again more triple-digit heat indices and not much change in the overall pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's first charter school will open its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the fire that destroyed part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been housed in the vacant Haneville Road Elementary School building since the fire. Montgomery Public School leaders have not released a plan or timeline for a future home for the school. And a deadline has passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials LLC.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Another Manic Monday, Dob.
Just another Manic Monday.
That's Dave Mowry in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you. Should have a surprise guest this week for everybody. Or a surprise co-host. At some point this week. Be my guess. But we'll talk about that when it happens. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. If you hear some clicking and clacking and crunching in the background, I'm still stapling.
That's this red swing line stapler.
Yeah, I was a little late this morning as I...
It's Monday.
Well, actually, I was early. Like, I was at work at 6:20.
But there was stuff to do.
Yeah, because this... Right. I was busy this weekend. Had a lot going on, and
I know
was not able to get the normal weekend show prep done. So I got to work around 6 o'clock this morning instead of 7 or 7:30 like normal, and have gotten everything printed off.
It's a big weekend for Montgomery.
You talk about a big weekend. Dale Watson played two shows in the Alabama.
I know
over the weekend, including one in Montgomery Saturday night.
That was fun.
And then one in Waverly, Alabama last night.
He was very cool. As a matter of fact, I joked with him. I said, because, you know, we have a thing here on the show, especially Baron and I, about, like, when you meet people that are famous or whatever, like, don't bore them with your dumb story.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, but they don't care.
Take a picture and get the hell out
90%
of
the time. But, but he was, like, they're just talking to people, you know, really? and so.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, so I was like, hey, I'm going to do the thing that I always tell people not to do. And he's like, what? And I said, I'm going to bore you with a stupid story about how much I like your music. And he's like, it won't be stupid, man. I was like, all right, well. It's like, I do this radio show. Then he wanted to know what radio show it was, and he wanted to see if told one of the guys that was with him. He was like, hey, man, if we can get that on the way out of town, let's tune in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know what?
Dale Watson might be listening now.
I hope he is. Dale, if you're listening.
He has no idea he's part of the greatest bumper music of all time.
I did tell him that. I said, we play really good bumper music, and the really good bumper music is what introduced me to his music. He was, like, really appreciative about it. You know, if we'd have played our cards right, we probably could have parlayed those dudes that we were helping promote. We could have parlayed that into Dale Watson calling in.
You're probably right.
But we don't really love call-ins.
I hate call-ins.
Now, if he could have visited, that would have ruled.
Yeah. Oh, man. You put on Facebook, he's a true rockabilly troubadour.
He really is.
He really
is.
He's got the
rockabilly look, too.
And he's got an insane talent on the guitar. He is really lights out on the guitar.
And he does drink Lone Star constantly on stage. I mean, like, I was impressed. I was like, wow, man.
He's still drinking.
Yeah, and they were just, like, handing him cold ones every song, or, like, one time in the middle of a song. I like it.
He must have some, like, foot pedal where he clicks it and it puts on a light in the back.
Yeah, probably.
Like, Lone Star.
And they got the stand-up bass.
Yeah.
And he had a pedal steel player. Got a kick butt bus. And I have a thing about how all celebrities are all... He's not necessarily a celebrity, but, you know, he's a little more famous than me and you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Is he really?
Well, yeah. You saw that picture of him with me, right?
Everybody looks tiny in a picture.
Yeah, but he also had on like 3-inch boot heels.
Yeah.
And his hair is at least 3 inches. So, like, he's 6 inches shorter than he appeared.
So he might look 6'2", yeah, but he's really
he probably looks like 5'8" or 5'10", and he's probably like 5'4".
Really?
I swear, man. Like you said, everybody looks short next to me, so, like, it's hard for me to judge, but he's not a large man. But super cool, and a great event for Montgomery. They had...
A lot of people?
God.
Hog Days event in the train show?
Yeah. They had so many people.
It's because they advertised. I mean, not advertised, but they came on and we promoted it because it's a great nonprofit.
I think they ran out of beer at one point.
No. They didn't run out of Lone Star.
They were close to running out of beer from the beer truck. They had a lot of really good barbecue.
Well, I'm glad I didn't make it because they would have run out of beer.
It was a super, I will say this too, super well-done event. They put some, and look, you got to do this. They put some money into the management of that thing. They had somebody built the stage for them. The ticketing process was very, you know what I mean? Like all the things, you and I do this,
right.
You know, on
the behind
on
the scenes
side.
Stuff.
And you can usually tell where the seams are, you know, like where they didn't know what to do. Somebody said, oh, just do it this way. And it didn't work. There was nothing really there that didn't work. So I was very proud of them and proud to be a part of, what little part we did to help promote them. They had a killer event and the third year in a row. And just growing.
Well, they came on the first time, and they did such a good job, and I was so sold on it, and as you were,
yeah,
that we had them back on, and had them on two times, which is rare, but look, if you're right,
Yeah, if you're ready to run over childhood cancer.
Yeah, pediatric cancer is about the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah, it truly is.
I mean, you're taking an innocent child who's done nothing wrong, and then layering in cancer on top of it.
Right.
It just doesn't get better. It doesn't get worse than that. And so, yeah, I'm happy to provide 20 minutes of microphone time for it.
Right. And, I mean, you know, again, not for nothing, just a really well-put-together event for Montgomery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the cancer thing aside, just the fact that they had that many people there and that many sponsors and people were having a good time. And I don't think, you know, I was, I'm not going to say I wasn't monitoring the news, wondering if we hear news of, you know, somebody getting shot. Because, you know, that's what happens every weekend.
That happens in Montgomery.
You know, oh, look, there's a thing. Oh, wait, somebody's getting shot. But it didn't happen, so I was happy with that, too. I mean, I hate to go to gallows humor immediately, but it's kind of how I work, so.
But that's part of it.
You know.
That's part of it.
Anyway.
I got a bunch of local news today, more than normal. And so I might spend a good chunk of the 9 o'clock hour on local news. I have some people that live out of area that listen, mm-hmm. and they appreciate that we try to do the local stuff during 9 o'clock. Because they tune in, we're talking national stuff at 9 o'clock, then they just kind of hang with us.
Yeah.
Or statewide stuff. But we're doing the local stuff at 9 o'clock. They you know, I can tune back in at 9:30 or 9:45.
All right.
Because there's several stories here that have piqued my interest on a local basis in Montgomery. And then I've got some stuff that piqued my interest in Alabama. Number one, though, is I want to start with this vote that took place. This is, the story's a few days old already, but I hadn't seen it yet. A vote that took place that the Montgomery Public Schools are not going to provide school lunches to LEED Academy. I'm okay with this decision.
Okay.
But LEED Academy opens today, right?
Is that, I truly don't know. I have not followed that at all.
I think they opened today.
Okay.
And here is LEED Academy head Charlotte Meadows, who wants to be in the legislature, by the way,
mm-hmm.
scrambling around looking for ways to feed these kids at the last second. Because the school board vote didn't take place until late last week.
Yeah, you know what I was saying earlier about how, like, you can kind of
find the seams?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a seam.
Is this one of the seams?
Yeah. Holy mackerel. I mean, you didn't have lined up who's going to feed your kids a week out of opening?
Yeah.
You're still scrambling around on the weekend before you open trying to find lunch for the kids? Not only that, if they don't get it provided a certain way, the feds don't reimburse them for the free or reduced lunch,
mm-hmm.
which means
added cost.
Here's the headline in Montgomery Advertiser. MPS votes no to making money. Board votes against providing food service to charter school. Days before, and that's the key here, days before. This school has been a cluster fark from the beginning. I still can't believe it's being run by radical Muslims, but whatever. Days before Montgomery's first charter school is set to open, the Montgomery County Board of Education voted against providing food service to the school.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
It's a public school, right?
Right. It's a public charter school.
Yeah, but it's still they get public money, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's funded by public.
All of it?
By taxpayers. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So if we opened let's just say that the school board decided that they were going to build a new school.
Mm-hmm.
Could they decide not to provide food to that school?
No.
Then why can they decide to not provide
food? Because
to this
school? Charter, the whole point of a charter is it pulls you out from all the rules and regulations governing the. And so you basically, the school board, the county board of education governs the function, the day-to-day function of all the other schools. And part of that day-to-day function is feeding kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they are responsible. They have a duty to provide that. Nobody has to provide anything to this school except money.
Huh. This seems a little bit
weird. They don't have to provide transportation. They don't. They just money. That's it.
Seems a little bit weird.
What? That's the whole weird part of charter schools.
So you're saying that, like, I see what you're saying because that's part of it. Like, you don't exist under these certain rules. We don't have to follow these other ones.
Right.
Okay. I mean, well, I get,
but not only that.
That makes sense to me. I guess.
Where are they going to cook the food?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was one of the questions.
Oh, really?
Where are we going to cook their food?
They
don't have a kitchen.
Where?
So they thought, let's do it at Dalreda. Okay, well, let's do it at Dalreda Elementary and then truck the food over there.
Right.
Well, when you prep food at one site and truck it over to another site,
You've got temperature variation. Yep. You've got storage.
Mm-hmm.
You've got trucking fees and gas and fuel and vehicles. And you've got employees now at Dalrata that have to make lunch not only for their own people but for another set of people. They're, you know, I mean, there's just a lot more than just,
well, let's just provide food.
You know, food, it's not a manna machine.
It's not?
No. Food doesn't just fall out of the sky 6 days a week.
The instructions on how to operate it aren't in the Ark of the Covenant?
Right. Correct.
Okay, just wondering.
Correct.
But is this the thing where the didn't the superintendent step in and say that they had to do it?
No.
The state super there was a follow-up thing about.
No, I didn't see the follow-up.
Mackey did something because they're still under that what do you call it? They're under the
state intervention
consent decree or whatever. Yeah. I think that
that's he overruled it?
I think so. But you know, it's interesting, even if he did or didn't, like what you just said is a kind of a big deal. Like where's the school located in relation to Danley? And how do they get it there, you know, and ensure that it's
safe.
That it's safe and clean and all that, you know? I mean...
Well, look, I'm being told by somebody by text that Mackey did overrule the state, the county board of education is going to force him to do it. That's fine, I guess. But again, this is a total lack of planning on Lead Academy's part, that you were days away from opening and don't have plans in place for who's going to feed your kids.
How many students do they have? And why
I don't know.
And why is it opening now when hasn't MPS been back for a while? I mean, I guess they're not under MPS rules. I'm just
I don't know.
There's a lot of this that I don't know that anybody really understands or has been explained, right? Including your thing about the muzzler being the head of it.
You ever had somebody that just wants to do something for the sake of doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what this strikes me as.
Yeah.
Change for the sake of change.
Yeah.
We're going to have a charter school in Montgomery. We're going to change the lives of 200 kids out of 35,000.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great for these 200 kids. Now, how are you going to feed them? We haven't thought of that yet. What building are they going to be in? We're working on it. I mean, everything they've done has been wrong. I'm trying not to use foul language here.
Right. A cluster.
Yeah. I mean, it's... If I'm Charlotte Meadows, this is not what I want on the eve of a vote. I mean, she's going to win. Let's just be honest. Charlotte Meadows is going to win that special legislative seat. Because Michael Fritz ran the worst campaign in the history of mankind. You can't run a worse campaign than Michael Fritz has won. So Charlotte Meadows is going to win. It's, what, next week? Week after? She's going to win. She's going to go to the legislature.
It's a week from tomorrow.
Okay, so she's going to go to the legislature. But if I'm a week out, this is not what I want on my resume. Like, right? Struggling to feed kids under my care.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
And I will never be set free. As long as I'm a ghost, you can't see. If I could read your mind, love.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials LLC.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Place stop, but I gotta get off that clock. Done 100 miles on the inside glass. Broke down in Birmingham at the Flying Over Company. Still waiting on dispatch. Better never call me back. Broke down Birmingham.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. You broke down in Birmingham in steamy Alabama.
He has, like, several songs that mention Alabama. He was born in Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a native.
Yeah.
Well, he can really pick on that guitar, though.
He really can, yeah.
He's pretty good. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 until you're nooner. We, we got a big show lined up. I got some phone calls to get to. Cornerstone Managing General Agency is standing by. They want to take some of your phone calls. But, Baron, why on earth would I call Cornerstone Managing General Agency? Because you're smart. Because you care about your employees. Because you're a decent human being and a good business owner. And you want to save as much money as possible. Actually, I was digging through, and I'm going to cover it today on the program. I was digging through the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Alabama numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You talk about boring.
Yeah. Super, super.
But I found some nuggets in there. One of the things I found is there are a few more people employed than there were just 8 or 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
I wondered. That's why I looked it up.
Well.
And I thought all those employees, they need health insurance, they need dental, they need vision, they need all. This is more people who need to be calling Cornerstone Managing General Agency and figuring out how to get their business set up to provide health insurance, life insurance, disability benefits, dental, vision, whatever the benefits they are. to their employees. These are more people that need to call Cornerstone Managing General Agency at 356-1502, 356-1502, or on the web, cornerstonemga.com. Robert.
Hey, good morning. But Baird, why are you so smart on things that you never was involved in? You hit a dead on the head about that food transfer. I used to work in a school system that I would rather not call the name, but you cannot transfer one set of food to another school because the school is that food is purchased for that school, and it has to be kept for the federal government to reimburse that school. So if you do transfer it, which you can if you get away with it doing the wrong way, you have to put that school name on the food and take it over to the other school to be stored so the other school would not cook it because it has to go back to that school when we just have cooler breakdowns. It has to go back to that school because it's already earmarked for that school. Then transferring it also can do cross-contamination because if it's cooked here and I move it over there, if several kids get sick at this school, how many kids got sick at that school, and we don't know where the contamination started
at. Here's the brilliant thing the Montgomery Board of Education may have pulled off. If Eric Mackey and the State Board of Education overruled the local school system and says, no, you must cook this food no matter what, you have to cook this food, A, come make me, big boy. All right?
You bring
that sissy Mackey down to our school system and you make us cook that food because we don't want to cook it. But hang on, let me finish my point. But if if they do end up cooking the food and they transfer it over there and somebody gets sick because it gets on below temperature or it picks something up on the way or, you know, who knows what happens, who's liable for that? Is the Montgomery County Board of Education liable? Is the State Board of Education liable? Because that's a big difference. That's a big difference. You know, you go get 300 kids sick or 200 kids sick. You remember it wasn't not long ago, improperly transported or stored food caused like 80 kids to go to the hospital and throwing up everywhere with staph infection at a daycare in the area. We covered it on this program like for 2 weeks. It was a huge deal in this area. Who's liable for that? Is the local school board liable who initially said, I don't want to cook your food for these reasons? Or is the State Board of Education liable because they said, no, you guys have to cook their food? And I am always amused when the state comes in and says, you have to do something, local system. What if local system says no? Then what, like today, Monday, what if they just said, don't cook the food today? Is Eric Mackey going to bring his little sissy boots down here and then I'm flipping burgers. I love flipping burgers. I mean, honestly, he can't make them cook food for 200 kids across town.
Right.
It's ludicrous. Sorry, Robert.
Yeah, but you're wise on that now. You're very wise.
I'm wise on a lot of things.
Well, that's why he's the Grand Mufti. He's very, very wise.
Very wise.
All right, Mufti.
Appreciate it. Y'all should see the turban on his head. Listen, every time that something, like when somebody calls in and they say, you know, yeah, you got that right or whatever, the jewel in the turban glows.
And the turban grows.
But, you know, like in in Punch Out. Remember that guy when he was going to punch the thing? Like it
you know, shook and glowed.
Yeah, that's what Baron. That's what happens with Baron. Exactly. You guys can't see it because we don't have cameras. But yeah.
Right. Well, we're working on it.
My turban grows too every time I hear you talk.
Hey now,
Randall.
It's the first time you've ever indicated. Family show. It's the 9 o'clock hour on Monday.
And I'll say this: that's the first time you've ever indicated I do anything for you. All these other men up here making you get heavier quilts. We got women up here. You call them. You've never said anything about your humble Mufti.
But you are the pimp that led me to the hose. I mean, you know, bro. You know, you the man.
That's why I wear those platform shoes and the feather boa. I am the pimp.
And you got goldfish in your heels and your boots too, bro. Don't forget about that.
There you go.
Before I get to the school, I want to say, man, y'all boys did have it set up down there Saturday night. Like, downtown blowed out. They have police. I mean, they have enough cops to take care of any shooting downtown, Dave. I don't know if that happened anywhere else, but, man, they had it on lock. They paid the police. They paid, and they had the ticket thing. Like, if anybody, all that, you know, the Buckmasters and you know, our girl Jessie Lynn was playing across the road. You know, you got through that, you could walk right up to the concert outside. No line. They had the ticket thing on point. There wasn't nobody standing out there waiting to get in, and that's the truth. I ain't seen that in a long time. And they had that joker moving. You could just walk right in with your $15 if you got it anyway. I'm just saying, it was nice. Jesse Lynn throw down that place. I mean, that place is on fire down there again, man. They surely know what they're doing by hooking up, doing it the same weekend Buckmaster down there and having the tickets where it ain't no line and you can walk out the door, walk right in. That was awesome. And, man, there were people you couldn't see, Dave, down there by the river jamming.
Yeah.
I mean, it was showing up, man. Right there below the little grassy knoll, we walked up to the fan. It was jumping down there, boy.
That's
it
awesome.
It felt good again.
I know, right?
But, ain't it the truth, man? That's what we need. That's what we need. And we just need Bibby to make it 24 hours, then we'd be ready. But, man, on the school, I got banned when you kind of brought something. Who picks the 200 kids that get this, that get to go to the school? Is this supposed to be helping?
They applied, and then supposedly they took them out of a lottery, though I don't trust the Montgomery County Public Schools lottery system because it seems like every general's kid gets into the magnet schools and every Hyundai executive's kid gets into the magnet schools. And you know, so I don't trust their lottery system, but for somehow they supposedly did this on a lottery.
So basically,
well, you had to know that it was going, going on and put your key, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that.
Right.
And so you didn't even know to sign up, and you were in Montgomery. I mean, we don't need no more backhanded stuff going on right in front of our face. You know what I mean? It's kind of like
I figured where this place is located, I figured every kid in Carriage Hills, every kid in Vaughn Lakes, every kid in Young Meadows and all those, why would they not have all applied? Because, I mean, that's less than a mile from all those houses.
Right.
So you know, there's got to be hundreds of kids. All those kids at Von Road Elementary, if you can get your kid to Von Road Elementary, you can get it across the boulevard to this academy. So, I don't know.
So, there's another pick who won't lottery then. And then, oh, man. And she's running for
legislature. Any lottery run, you know, when the lottery draws the numbers on Wednesday night and Saturday night, Mega Millions and Powerball, and all, they do it on television. And they have ping pong balls. And they record it. Until I see something like that in Montgomery County, I'm going to assume it's rigged. You can tell me it's not rigged, it's rigged.
I agree.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I mean, people think I'm being hard on Charlotte. I'm not being overly. I get a lot of text message.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right, is that, I don't have a dog in the hunt. I'm not employed by either of the people that are running for this office. I don't have kids that are going to these schools. But if it was me, and it was a week before I was, like, facing an election, this thing would be going ice cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we would make sure that
everything's perfect.
was on the up and up, and there was no, you know, and there was no chance for it, you know, an unforced error.
Now,
forced error is one thing, an unforced error is, and this is an unforced error.
Yeah. I don't dislike Charlotte. Charlotte,
she's fine.
We've always been very cordial to one another when we've met in person. I don't like her policy position sometimes, but that, I'm able to separate policy positions from people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Listen, you want to know a secret? Bear and I don't agree on everything.
No.
I mean, even the stuff that we jaw on the radio, that's not even the half of it, but...
But we have vehement disagreements about some policy positions, but I can separate it from the people.
Well, we can separate it from the people, and we also know, like, where each other's coming from and all that. And I think that she comes from a mind view, a world view of, like, this is, she's trying to help. Okay? Some people are, you know, are just misguided in the way that they want to help things. And so, no, we're not bagging on Charlotte. We're just saying, like, hey, look.
This could not have gone worse.
Right. Maybe wanted to have another, easy, thing to fill in here when they decided they didn't do it, you know?
I'm still waiting on this squad calendar. There's 12 months in a year. There's four girls in the squad. Each girl gets 3 months. You can wear your turban, but you got to have it on a bathing suit. You know? I want the squad calendar. I know that has nothing to do with it, but I'm just watching the monitor.
We get distracted by the TV sometimes and hear people.
I want to see the calendar. I want to see Taleb in a two-piece. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and a heat index near or above the 105 danger range. There'll be scattered random showers and thunderstorms in rather generous supply later today. Good luck on your rain chances. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I guess 38 minutes after 9 o'clock. Yeah, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. We're here every day. Because we love you. We love you people. Love our audience. Couldn't do it without you. Otherwise, we're just talking to ourselves in a closet, and that's weird. Be really weird.
That's strange, guy.
Hey, Dave, you want to show up at this closet at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk to each other till noon?
Sounds good.
We'll listen to some music and talk.
Sounds like
politics.
A good idea.
Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, my man Tom Latham over there, doing amazing things on a daily basis. Absolutely amazing things on a daily basis, because Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies understands exactly what you need, probably more than you do. Now, he can, you know, he's not going to put something down you say, no, you don't want, but he understands better than you do what you need. And what do I mean by that? Look, the guy's been in the concrete business for so long, over 30 years, I think. He's been in the concrete business so long that that he knows the pitfalls other people make. Like, he'll say, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. I'm going to save you some money in the long run. I'm not going to put that in there, because if you put that in there 5 years from now, you're going to have crumbling concrete over here, you know, water damage over here, you're going to flood runoff over here, you're going to screw stuff up. We're not going to put that in. Let's find a way to make this work. A lot of guys don't have the heart to tell you that, because they're scared they're going to lose your business. Tom Latham would rather lose your business then put in something that's not going to work for you. And that's the kind of guy you need to hire. That's the solid gold, decent man he is. 284-9292, 284-9292. Now, that's rare. I mean, generally speaking, whatever you want, he can put in. But on that rare occasion where it's not going to work, he's going to tell you. That won't work. I'm sorry. That's not going to work. 284-9292, 284-9292, Tom Latham, PennyIronConcrete.co. Find him on Facebook. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. All right, so we got the Lead Academy situation squirreled away. now, this one's just weird. I opened AL.com this morning. I think I do this every year. I think I cover the same story every year. But I always forget I cover it every year until I see the story. But it's always the headline top story every single year. And it is usually about 115 pages is what it is this year. 115 pages of pictures.
And you have all those printed out?
No. Just the I got the page one and two is it.
Oh, you got the writing.
Yeah, it's
you got the paragraphs.
2.5-3 paragraphs right. Of text and 115 pages of pictures.
Well,
Alabama Bid Day 2019. See the photos of 2007 women rushing to their new sororities. I clicked on it because I had to for this thing. Everyone else who clicked on that, who does not have a daughter in one of these pictures, needs to be on a federal watch list. Because these are 18-year-old girls, scantily clad,
tank tops, short shorts, running, screaming with their mouths open and their arms up.
And you out here watching it because you're nasty.
I mean, every picture looks just like that, Dave.
Yeah.
Girls running, screaming. Now, I've never understood that. Where are they running to? Can they not walk to the new sorority?
No idea.
Why are they all running? And why are they screaming? Because all of them have their mouths open like they're sucking in air, screaming out real loud. And you can tell really quickly which sororities are for ugly fat chicks and which ones are for the hot girls. You can.
I'm not touching this.
You can, Dave. Listen, you don't have to touch it. I say lots of unpopular things on here.
Hey, I didn't click.
You didn't disagree with me.
I didn't click through and look at the pictures either, Baron. Because I don't have a daughter.
It's just creepy. They do this at AL.com because they know it's good for clicks and clicks are good for advertising. But they do this for Auburn and Alabama Rush for sororities. Now, you notice the no dudes pictures for the fraternity rush. They'll never see the photos of 2,000 men rushing to their new fraternities. I mean, crickets. You couldn't sell an ad to that. They do this, and then they do it for the mullet toss.
Mm-hmm.
And they find all these women in thongs, like leaned over, throwing mullets down the beach.
Well?
And they do it for the bikini contest.
Well?
At the Floribama every year. And then they do, like, random voyeuristic beach shots. Like, they'll go down there and say, it's a beautiful day in Gulf Shores. Look at these pictures of the beach. And you look at it, and it's all, like, it's all cans.
Yeah, there's no fat Euro dudes in their Speedos with their gut hanging out, you know, killing a galwaz.
Mm-mm. Yeah, galwaz. Smoking a jeton.
Right. A giant yellow cigarette.
Listen, that story comes up every year.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a year. They'll do Auburn, they'll do Alabama. And then the mullet toss pictures come up every year and the bikini contest pictures. And then there's always one or two carousels full of beach shots, which are just like they hand probably a registered sex offender, but if I had to guess. Who took these pictures? Ben Flanagan? Ben Flanagan's probably on a watch list. Honestly, they probably went and got a registered sex offender for somebody taking voyeuristic pictures and said, hey, man, we know you're hard up looking for a job. No one will hire you. You want to take your camera and go to bid day? Take some pictures of some 18-year-old hotties?
Wait, they're 18? Okay, yeah. My PO says as long as they're 18 and above, I'm okay.
It is the grossest story every year. It's filth. Disgusting. Actually, the bikini contest one's more disgusting. Because this one you could honestly go through and say, I just want to see happy young girls. The bikini contest, you're looking at like the skankiest of the skanks. Pouring beer and water all over themselves, dancing on a stage for a bunch of drunk men who are...
Well?
Golly! I can't believe it. That's AL.com, ladies and gentlemen. That at one time was a Pulitzer Prize-winning organization. Now it's like where registered sex offenders go to look at porn so it doesn't trigger their filters so their PO doesn't call them. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam.
Sam?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, I'm on the air, and I'm loving it. Baron, if you keep throwing the word girls around, they're young women. Pretty young women.
Let me say this. I went to college at 17.
Some
of these girls might be 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My guess is a bunch of them. Out of 2007, there's enough of them. They shouldn't be... This shouldn't be a thing, because there's not a single person with non-prurient motives clicking through that carousel, unless it's a father looking for his daughter because he wasn't there that day.
Yes. You sound like somebody with low testosterone. You should be checked.
Oh, I sound like somebody with low testosterone?
Terrible. Hey, man, look, it's the way of the world. Pretty girl.
I can assure
you. They move merchandise.
Yeah, they
do. Look, y'all have a great day, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
Throwing the low T jab at me.
I know.
Like I'm low T Luther Strange.
Jeez.
That's the lowest T man I've ever met. I'll be honest with you. I've never met a man with lower testosterone than Luther Strange. He ran for that Senate race.
Baron's on fire this morning, everybody.
Roy Moore was obliterating him in that debate. And Luther Strange's comeback every time was, well, Donald Trump picked me. He could have picked anybody, but he picked me. I'm Luther. He's the lowest testosterone guy in America. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I wish I didn't feel this way all the time.
Well,
but I do. 46 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Low T. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
check it back in 8 minutes till the top of the hour.
Where you going for tomorrow?
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Sorry about that long deal. I had to take care of some business off air. Sometimes the radio has to run a little bit longer than normal. Auditions for American Idol coming to the state of Alabama. Everybody freaking out about this. I didn't even know American Idol was still a thing. I swear, if you would have given me money and I had to put $100 on it is or is not a continuing, ongoing concern, I would have said no. American Idol is not continuing.
I like how we have...
I had no idea.
I like how we have both American Idol and America's Got Talent. And America's Got Talent,
the same
like,
thing.
Well, America's Got Talent, like, you know, they have their version of like the Zany Rejects. Remember the guy, you know,
William Hung.
Yeah, they're
she bangs
exactly.
She bangs.
You know, but they have like magic tricks and stuff like that. You know, but then when it gets down to it, you know who's going to win?
Right.
Someone who sings,
right? Because that's what the show's all about. Anyway, that's going to be tomorrow. It's down in Mobile if you want to.
Oh, these are the auditions.
Yeah. But I mean,
God, can you imagine like standing out in the like in the heat that's going to be, and then
I think I would do Eric Carmen's All by Myself. All by myself. They'd be like, Mr. Coleman, I didn't know you could only be 28. I swear some of those dudes looked a lot older than 28 back in the day.
Yeah, you have to bring. Well, I mean, it might be a. I mean, maybe after like a 45-year-old got through, you know, and
they're like, eh.
This
I mean,
beer gut.
What, wasn't the guy
know,
who won from Alabama, hair. Taylor, whatever?
Yeah,
he looked like he was 200 when he won.
That was like a long time ago, too, wasn't it?
I didn't know American. I, honest to God, did not know American Idol was still on. Are any of the original cast still there?
Simon
Cowell or Paula Abdul or Randy Jackson? That's a no from me, dog.
I've never watched an episode.
You have, too.
Not a full episode.
Stop it.
Not a full episode.
Stop it.
I've seen
some. It was a thing, Dave.
I've seen some of the things where they like where the folks make fools of themselves, like William Hung. But other than that, I mean, like
you never saw a whole episode.
Why would I
don't know. It was a thing. It was a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
It came on when I was in law school, and my wife and I used to vote on it. We get out the old cell phones and text in our answers. Believe it or not.
I mean, I believe you.
The dumbest headline I've read all day. Well, no, the second dumbest. University of Alabama professor awarded grant to study heat waves. Isn't there some cancer or AIDS or something we need to solve? Other than the fact that it gets hot in the summer? I mean, it gets hot in the summer.
Right. Yeah, newsflash. Summer is hot. Especially in places like, you know, Alabama.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever said. University of Alabama assistant professor has received a grant that will help him study the deadly heat waves, which are becoming more frequent and more severe due to climate change.
Hmm.
That was stated right there as a fact in this news article. This is AL Reporter. This is a blog, but whatever. It was stated as a fact that heat waves are becoming more frequent and more severe due to climate change. I wasn't aware that had been established. I remember it getting hot in the summer years ago.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's called weather.
Anyway. Wait a minute. Wait. So you're contending that the summer has always been hot?
In the northern hemisphere.
Okay. Just checking.
In the southern hemisphere, it's the opposite.
Wait, how's that work?
Well, because it's cold down there right now. While it's hot up here, it's cold down there.
My mind's blown. That doesn't make any sense. But we're hot.
Right. But it's like in October every year, Formula One Grand Prix will be in Austin, Texas.
Mm.
Then it'll go to Mexico City. Then it'll go to Brazil. By the time it gets to Brazil, it's actually it's nearing their summer.
Oh.
While it's nearing our fall or winter. It's like their spring and summer over there.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever read. So that was that dumb. I thought that was the dumbest headline until I read this. This is why I was digging through the Alabama employment numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Commerce Secretary says Alabama needs new economic development plan.
Oh.
I wasn't aware we had old economic development plan. This is a 9-page story on Alabama Commerce Secretary Greg Canfield, who has basically led Alabama to the bottom of the recovery. I have no idea why this guy... I mean, maybe everybody else would do worse, and he's doing the best Alabama can possibly do. But I can't imagine that's the case. I got the statistics right here, okay? If I can find them.
Should have had them in my hand when I started this segment. Here they are. I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, data.bls.gov, and I pulled up the Alabama statewide employment statistics going back to the year 2009. January 2009, we had 1.98 million people employed.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, January 2019, 2.12 million people. About 125,000 extra people. In 10 years, that's 12,000 jobs a year. That's 1,000 jobs a month on average for 10 years. Then you go pull Florida and Texas and Tennessee. They're adding like 10,000 jobs a day.
They're adding as many people moving to their state as we are jobs.
No, they're adding like...
Or more.
They're in the multiple millions of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We're like 120,000 jobs ahead of where we were 10 years ago.
10 years.
We're up about 120,000 jobs. They were up... What are we at now? What did I say we were at? Hold on. Let me find it here. 2.17? Yeah. So, I'm sorry. 2.12. 2.12 million. We were at 1.98 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In 10 years, we added 140,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years. Texas and Tennessee and Florida are adding that many a month. Some months. They're definitely adding that many a year every year. And we're adding that many over 10 years. And we got a guy that we're acting like knows what he's doing on, well, I guess we need a new economic development plan. Well, buddy, you've been the economic development guru in Alabama for the last, since January 2010 or February 2010 or whenever,
or
January
11,
yeah. He said they came out of the gate with Accelerate Alabama in 2012. They labeled it as a 5 or 6 year plan. Well, it didn't work. That's the point. They're bragging about bringing in 17,000 jobs last year.
Right.
We need a paradigm shift in this state. We need to stop being satisfied with mediocrity. And we need to demand excellence. We got Don T up there in Washington, D.C. saying, let's buy Greenland. Let's go buy Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Greg Canfield saying, yeah, we added 17,000 jobs last year. Yeah, maybe we needed to update our plan a little bit. We've got Florida and Tennessee and Texas each averaging more people per week than we add every year. They're kicking our butts. Yeah, we're doing just fine. I'm the guru.